The change was that there was that the perfection of the self was reduced. Okay? Yeah. What is enough? Because you're dealing with an instinctual entity. You know what I mean? I mean, it's hard for us to decide. Apparently, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that if a man would live to be 700, 800, 900 years old, then that would be too much. Too much already. See, a person lives to be 70. Doesn't start worrying about dying until he's 50 or 60. And these days, people jog, so they don't worry until they're 65, 70. So, yeah. We're going to run over there. We're going to run. What I'm saying now in terms of the instinctual makeup is the same thing that I mentioned more elaborately in the on the Parsha of Kisetze, which is one thing that Chazal say from the Gemara in from that Gemara in the Dorum, that what makes a person be a chayte, one thing is his own narcissism. It says, so what was the source of, and it was taiva, but what was the source of the chet of taiva, of that nozir echot shebo pamachas boalai nozim and adorim? What was the source of his chet? Was the fact that he felt in within himself, you see, the total security over his total physical security, and that's why he broke it down. He said the miyatam is god boalai shein shalach mishas liyas rima seleah. See, so the before the marble, that's the way it was. The people felt this total security. They had this total physical security. Once there was total physical security, so it was impossible for them to live the life of to live the true life the way God had planned for them to live. You see, but they were too attached to the physical. The Mabul made the one adjustment on the self. You see, the chait of Adam Arishin, the adjustments that were made after Adam Arishin were external ones. But this was an internal one. That was the one thing that was left. And that was the Hanafilim Hayabars Me'amei. That had to be removed, otherwise man would be permanently involved in the chait. That's what the Mabul did. Because basically, even though it's true, the Medrash says that there was a Reya once in 40 years. It's true, there were other external changes. But the essential change, like the Ramban emphasizes, the Chuli Yardal Olam, from the atmospheric conditions were changed, and the Chuli was Yardal Olam, man's life started to get shorter, until it reached the lifespan that we have today. You see? So that was a change. The man was involved in man, as long as man had that total security, the physical security, then nothing could touch him. Nothing could touch him. He felt the total physical security. There was nothing that could change him. It was necessary for the marble to break that down. That was the that's that. Now, the last point I wanted to mention was, why was it necessary? Somebody asked me, why was it necessary to have an ice bris of the keshes, right? No. The answer is line with the same thing that we're saying now. You see? That while it is true that man originally, when he had that total security, you see also from the, if you look through the Midrashim, you see that the security was what prevented them from sinning, because they left at the Teva. They felt that total security. What does it mean when the Chazal say they left the Teva? They said, what's going to happen? A flood, come on, it's impossible. We'll take care of this, take care of that. All these things demonstrate one thing, that they had a total physical security. Once there's a total security in the person's physical self, in his body, in his physical self, feel that security, there is nothing that can divert him from his taivas to live the life of Chachma that was meant for him, you see? All those Chazal indicated. Look through those Midrashim. Now the last question was, why was it necessary to have the keshes? The answer is precisely. It's the same exact thing. Because it's true that man lost his physical security after the Mabul. But to be in a state of fright that he will be destroyed, that the Mabul will reoccur, that would make it impossible for his existence. You see, he had to be able to have a situation where it's true. He doesn't have, the physical security is impeded. So therefore, he doesn't. It can't be the called Yetzalev Machshves Libay Rak Kaliyim. It can only be Yetzalev Adam Ram and Ura. They try to recapture that security that he had in his early youth. That's true. But if he has to worry, if there's concern about a constant fear of external devastation, because before the Mabul, there was, on the contrary, he couldn't even perceive the idea of a Mabul. The security, the emotional security, was so great, nothing could happen. Even something which is rational, why can't it happen? Impossible. Why do they feel it's impossible? Because their emotions told them it's impossible. Because they felt that inner security within themselves. It was an emotional thing. So even Nayach, it says, that mipnei, it says that he went into the teva. Mipnei mehamabo. He also apparently was affected to some extent by that. He also didn't believe. Maimon veina maimon. He knew intellectually, rationally, he knew it was going to happen, but emotionally he also felt, oh, that's impossible. See? So therefore, the emotions, this emotional security prevented them from seeing the reality. Now, after the marble, the emotional security was gone. That's the case. It could fall apart. The world is going to be destroyed any minute. We live in constant fear. In constant fear, he would not be able to achieve his perfection just as much by living in constant fear as before, living with the total security. So that's why the keshes had to be created. But the keshes gives him the security that the world won't be destroyed. You see? But this security is based on the nevuah given to Noach, that between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Olam, that's already irrational security. That's not a security, an emotional security. So that security was given to him. It was given in place of his irrational security that was removed from him. He was given a rational security in the ace of the keshes. You see, it was necessary to have it because it was broken down to the point where he would fall apart. That would be an impossible way. That would be an impossible existence. That's why it is that way. Okay.
I just want to add that from the psukim themselves, it's mashma that it was a new bria. Because you see, there was the Torah mentions again puravu, mitzvah puravu, and it mentions the issur of shefech dam ha'adam. It's true that there's different pratim that were added, but the basic halacha is there mentioned again, and the reasons like that, and also the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim says that when he speaks about the fact that a guy has to accept Shev Mitzvah B'nai Noach, he says, She Noach Ubonov Nistavu Alav. Why is he Noach Ubonov? So you see, there was a new Eschaivos. Because it was a new Bria, there was a new Eschaivos. That's what's mashma from the Plam Shat and the Psukkim. Otherwise, it's repetitious. Why do I have to have it again since Adam Rishon received it already? So why did Noach have to receive it again? The answer is that there was a new Meschaya, a new Mechayev.